brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
And by the way, if you just joined us, who is funding the Pentagon and the military for all of the surveillance grids, microphones and buses and streetlights? Oh, the Rockefeller Foundation. Their global business network. Just do things like they say, and magically you'll get media coverage and all the loans you need. It's an organized global economy designed to destroy humanity for the globalist. It is a smart takeover. Smart growth, smart grids, all of it. This is the type of garbage they're pushing. In fact, here's the article about it by Paul Joseph Watson. You might think that it's important. Rockefeller study envisions future dictatorship controlled by the elite. Rockefeller studies envisions future dictatorship controlled by the elite, and they call for the dictatorship. Oh, but it's a trendy liberal. It's like when Obama drops bombs on your country. It's liberal. I mean, he's black and he's liberal. I mean, you know, when Bill Clinton ships your jobs to Mexico and China, it's trendy. I mean, you're not against the Chinese people, are you? And then all it does is drive up the cost of living in China. Then they kick the farmers off their land and they make them go work at a Foxconn factory for Apple. Their only hope is jumping off the top of the building to commit suicide, but that's too easy. They put up suicide nets so they can't. And farmers, don't try to have a baby. You're going to be aborted. They're going to do monthly pregnancy tests at Foxconn. Because they love you. They're the loving government. They're so loving and so good. All those medical experiments on the children. It was all so good. It was all so loving and so helpful. And they did it all just for you. They did it all just for you because they were loving globalists. They didn't want to run the world for power. They wanted to run it to help you. When we come back from break, I'm going to go over Watson and I's article, 10 Reasons Why It's Not the End of the World. It's a very important article. I'm going to read it, and then it will be phones for the balance of the hour. Now, I tend to get in a really nasty mood as I realized that we were completely right about all of this, except that it's worse than we thought, and it's all starting to come true. It's all starting to accelerate, and you've got a bunch of self-centered, gerbil-like, dumbed-down, poisoned victims scurrying around, all so self-centered that they just care about acting cool in front of people and slithering around from different decadent events to different decadent events. And they have no idea, and they're so cowardly deep down inside, they will never admit the scientific dictatorship is almost complete. The Death Star is clear to fire in 5 minutes. It's orbiting the planet at maximum velocity, to use a silly Star Wars analogy. And we need more X-Wings launched to get up there and take this thing out, man. And you're going to have to wake up to it and admit we've been right. See, the globalists have used my operation against the liberty movement. They'll use anything prominent against it. And I've told you this. We're real. We're hard chargers. Look at our fruits. Huge awakening. But they simply fired disinfo propaganda at us and try to use our attacks against them as a modeling exercise of how to spin and how to titrate the dose and how to socially inoculate people to these horrors at a revelation of the method, subconscious, race, memory, interface level. And, you know, I'm not here to just acclimate you to this. I really don't want this plan to succeed. I mean, you know, number one, I'm not going to sell out to the New World Order because I know it means destruction of my soul. Number two, you can't really sell out to them. That's a lie because they're insane themselves. This will all come back on them. It's a universal law. And I have a love of humanity, and I know we've got a greater destiny. But still, it doesn't mean that what I take doesn't get twisted by enemy operations and used as a projection center to project their falseness on me.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready, won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com. Or by calling 888-253-3139.
The American population is now living longer, but with age comes related health difficulties. What if you could learn the secret of how to have a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol, healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels? You'd live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness. Heart and Body Extract may be your answer. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wildcrafted and organic herbs that's 100% natural. The body has its own self-cleaning and detoxifying system, but after age 30, it's necessary to supplement this system. Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal health. With Heart and Body Extract, you can keep your heart healthy, your arteries clear, plus Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, thank you for joining us on this Tuesday edition. In the first hour, if you missed it, we broke down talking surveillance cameras coming to U.S. streets. That ties into all the big breaking news of the street lights with Homeland Security nationwide paying to have street lights wired in to the local cable system to shoot video and audio of you and your family. That's gone in all over Austin, Texas. Isn't even news, but it is national news. We're going to be getting more into that. We're going to get into the latest economic news as well. Also, California population is moving out. Census report shows 100,000 more people moved away than the 3 million more illegal aliens that moved in last year. And they're mainly moving to Texas. And listen, I know a lot of Californians that are great people. It's a great state, very beautiful state physically. But I've learned when people come up to me and tell me I've got too many kids, I've only got three, or when people step in front of me in line, or when people walk out in front of my truck, put their hand out, and then tell me that I've got too big a truck, I roll down the window. This has happened like five times, and I go, you just moved here from California? And they get mad and say, how do you know that? And Austin has been invaded. There are probably more Californians here now than Austinites. You know, it's doubled in size the last 10 years. They're mainly California. And they're just like, listen, We're taking your guns, we're taking your house, and we're going to jack up taxes, and we're going to put carbon taxes on you, and we're going to shut down all three of the city power plants. They've already shut down two, and we're going to bring this city down. To the point of, I had to move outside Austin just to get away from some of their taxes. But they, I mean, it is, so you've ruined California. You've tried your hardest, and now you're coming here. See, they just know they can't make it in California. They don't know why. So they basically go bankrupt, and then they come here to make us go bankrupt. You know, they sit there and shoot holes in their boat and then jump in my boat and are busy hacking it with a hatchet in the bottom. I'm like, stop it. Stop it. No, no. They're like, shut up. I actually had Californians. I haven't told this story yet. I told Joe Rogan a little bit of it. So some of it's on tape, but I didn't finish the story. I'll tell the story and then get into 2012, then I'll get the number out and take your calls. But I'd take my son swimming at Barton Springs. This is just a week and a half ago, still warm enough. And he goes, I want a hamburger. So they've got, you know, organic beef and stuff at P. Terry's, pretty good little hamburgers. So I pull in my Ford truck, no big deal, pull around. It's a real busy day, and there's like 20 people at the walk-up window. You've got to drive around in front of the walk-up window in that porch area right there. You pay, then you drive around, and then you get the food. So I pull up, and I'm stopped. This is just one of these stories. And I pay the lady, and I'm sitting there, and then I start driving at about a half mile an hour, and this woman with another woman and a man steps out in front of me. And I don't hit her, but she goes, hey, and slaps the front of my truck. And I just had to turn the other cheek. That's my first default. She walks around, and I'm rolling to go around, and I say, hey, I'm sorry I didn't see you. She goes, watch how you drive next time. And I went, well, okay. So I start rolling the window up. She goes, and by the way, look at the size of this truck. And I mean, my son saw it. He was a witness. And I rolled the window down, and I said, excuse me? And I put the car in park. And she's with this other woman and this guy. And he's like, it's always this wimp type that thinks they're tough, kind of looking at you like, you know, oh, I'm powerful. And the minute I would have gotten out, that guy would have run. You know, these people, it's all about displaying. I don't display. I attack. You understand the difference? But I'm not looking for that. The point is, I'm a sweetheart, but I'm a Texan, and I'm sitting there, and I go, you're from California, aren't you? And she goes, what? How do you know? And I went, oh. And I went, listen, lady, you stepped out in front of me. And the other woman, now that I was talking back, the guy didn't dare say anything. He kind of started getting scared, going, and I, oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh, she's not going to let us just henpeck him and run over him, because he was standing behind the women. You could tell they were the bosses. And the other woman goes, hey, there's children here. Go use the kids. Just every playbook. And I went, you're the ones slapping my car, getting out in front of my vehicle. You're the ones, when I said I was sorry, getting in my face. I said, look, you're not going to ruin and take over our state. And suddenly the whole line goes, I've lived here 10 years and I still hadn't got used to these Texans. And I went, you're all from California. So I drive around, because you do another 5 feet. Because there's cars in front of you as each car goes. And all of a sudden, folks go, yeah, we're from California. By the way, we like your show, Alex. And they start shaking my hand. And the fact that they're so programmed in celebrity in California, the women and the guy freaked out and said, that's it. This isn't safe. We're not getting the food. And ran off. They left. Because when they saw that I was a, quote, celebrity, it was like game over. They just, the color went out of their skin. They were white. But they went sheet white. This happened. Sheet white, and just went, this isn't safe, and left their hamburgers, left the line. Because I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, man. Yeah. Hey, that's okay. Yeah. Well, hey, it was actually you. What are you from, California? How do you know that? Imagine your car's too big. Oh, I forgot. It was worse than I said. Halfway through this, they start going, your truck, it's not safe. And I mean, it's not a monster truck. It's a Ford truck. I mean, it's a king cab, but it's not that big. There's much bigger trucks. And so they're like, because there's this walkway and this porch, and I'm like 8 feet from them. It's where the cars are supposed to be. You know, you drive around it. It doesn't have seated dining in that one. And these women are freaking out. They say there's children here. And I was like, and I wasn't talking to me. I'm like, man, what is going on, lady? You know, stuff like that. They, as soon as everybody starts shaking my hand, we're from California, but we're not all bad. We like your show. So I start shaking hands. A chain reaction happens. Those women freak out with their man walking behind them. The men always walk behind their women. And you see these women, they walk around, they're in charge. They'll walk right up to you in a store. What's that on your face, you know, to your kid? My son has a birthmark. Boy, they saw him today. He was on the trampoline and ran into his sister. He's actually got a shiner today. They'd probably try to take him. But the point is, they'll march right up to my wife. Why do you have three kids? They'll march right around. They're just always in charge. You know these women. They always look so unhappy. And I can say, are you from California? Now I'm, and they go, how do you know that? Well, you look super unhappy. Boy, you're living the feminist dream, aren't you? You're just in charge. You're just walking around. You're the boss. You're in control. Nobody's going to tell you. You're going to slap my truck. Watch where you're going. Look at the size. I'm so sorry, man. Oh, look at the size of that truck. Ugh, that truck's not safe, right? Look at the... You're too close, guys. Get back. Get back. And my truck is stopped with a car in front of me, and I'm sitting there. I mean, the whole story. I should have got it on tape. It's a true story. I've got my dog killing a raccoon on tape. You guys have seen it. I don't think I'm going to show it, though. I tell you, every day is an adventure. And I know I got to get into 2012, and I said I'd give the number out and take your calls. It's just that here's this article. California population is moving out. Census report shows more people are moving out of the state than into the state, and new census report shows. And they come to the town where my mother was brought up, where my parents went to college, and they are just letting me know. They will walk right up. Their man right behind them and just say, you listen to me. Ooh, this is our country. We're taking it down. And you will take it down. I have no doubt. You will run us into the ground. You will win. And your bosses are putting bisphenol A in the water, feminizing the men, hyperfeminizing you. You're so feminized, you know, you're dying of breast cancer in record numbers. And it's just, they're just murdering us in mass. And they've got hyper females just everywhere, dominating everything. But there's a good side effect. These women are on so many male hormones now, they're all out buying guns, and they're actually going past fake feminism and, you know, becoming steroid commanders. So I guess in a way it's not that bad. I mean, you know, I'm not threatened by that. I love women, by the way. I just watching the CIA experiment through Miss Magazine, that's been declassified, and how they've wrecked women and men. You know, men are a bunch of arrested development, you know, weaklings acting tough. And then the women are just stormtrooping around, or they're whoring around. Oh, I love how feminism empowered women, where they're just these one-dimensional, two-dimensional, you know, cutouts, aren't even real people. And women think it's horrible to have kids, and think it's horrible to have to take care of them, and think it's horrible, you know, to do feminine stuff. Oh, it's so horrible. Oh. But then they're totally unhappy on the psychological studies they've done, because you're supposed to be a human. You're supposed to be complex. You're supposed to be real, not watching TV all day, feeling inadequate because you're not Jennifer Aniston. People are embedded in the false reality of Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, and it isn't real, folks. I know a lot of big Hollywood people. They're miserable. Miserable. The more sex, the more drugs, the more power, the more they live in seclusion, in prisons. Unless there's somebody like the few conservatives who are out playing golf and helping charities. And I'm not saying conservatives are perfect. They're at least a shadow of what humans are supposed to act like. But these people are miserable. You've been taught that you're not fulfilled because you're not a movie star. So instead, you're going to be a feminist commando star who's going to let these Texans know that you're going to domesticate them and you're going to run them. And I think it's time for Texans, especially in Austin, to get back in the face of these Californians and say, look, you already tried to wreck your state and you already hit the escape pod on the state of California. Don't come here. They call cops on people that have guns in gun racks. Don't come here and tell, you know, people that they're abusive if they yell at their kid in the parking lot. Don't come here with your social engineering garbage and your nanny state baloney. Don't come here and do it. Do you understand that? You've destroyed your state to a great extent. By the way, there are a lot of great people in California. They've just been overrun by that culture. And it is sad to see, you know, Michigan falling into a hole because of big government. It's sad to see California doing it. It's sad to see a great state like Illinois under globalist control. I want you guys to fix your states. Okay, I'm not in some tribalism where I don't like nobody who ain't from Texas. But let me tell you, it is annoying. I've been at Martin Springs and actually just been quietly talking to someone about, yes, actually, that's the the American eel that lives in here. You don't know that. Where are you from? There's no eels in here. I'm like, are you from California, the woman? Well, yeah, how do you know that? Well, you don't like men talking. Well, I'm going to talk. I'm going to talk, and I'm not going to walk behind you. You got that? You got that, Janet Reno? I'm red-blooded!
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the East, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
The Californians moved to Austin, and now they're gonna take your freedom away.
Now, there are a lot of great Californians. In fact, a lot of famous people have moved here. The reason the Californians are all moving here is I think there's more Hollywood people in Austin now than there is in Beverly Hills. I mean, pretty much you just throw out a name, they live here. And they live here, you know, a lot of the time. And again, I'm not here fighting with Californians. It's that the Californians get in your face. Texans are real polite on average. And then when, but then a Texan will get back in yours, like, well, what do you, you know, they take it personal. Hey, don't get in my face. Like, it's just a Texas thing. It's the culture. Somebody's rude to you, a Texan will usually put up with it one time and be, I'm sorry, partner. You come back at them again, they'll be like, you want to get in a fight? Is that what you're looking for? And, you know, I mean, really, it's American culture. I mean, that's how it is in a lot of other areas of the country, like Oklahoma or Kentucky or Tennessee or so mainly rural areas where people are nice, they're friendly, but they're not there to be run over and pushed around. And it, Californian culture was swashbuckling and hardworking and mining and ranching and as tough as it got. It's been overtaken by the modern plastic corporate culture. So that's not even Californian culture that I'm talking about. It's globalist culture. Here's the toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. But when you sit there and they're in your face, so I was pretty nice. I was like, even once I got smart mouth, I was like, what, are you from California? Oh, you are. Oh, don't, you're not going to take over our city. You don't run everything. Your truck is dangerous. There's children here. This is a, I'm like, you're the ones talking. Oh, hey, how you doing? How you doing? One guy's like, I've lived here a decade, still haven't gotten used to these Texans. And then later when I was getting the hamburger, he comes over and goes, I'm a listener. I'm from California. I didn't mean that mean. I even shook that guy's hand. Yeah, I haven't got used to these Texans. What, you go to the bathroom all over them and they get mad? I mean, you hadn't got used to low taxes and guns and freedom and being left alone, your neighbor helping you if you ask for help, but you hadn't got used to that? Oh, it's too much fun to make fun of Texans in the Hollywood culture. I'll take a Texan any day over some plastic globalist. Okay? All right, I'm done on my rant. I just saw that article out of NBC Los Angeles, and the money's all fleeing. Everybody's fleeing that's got money out of France. It's going to go above 80% tax, and then all the big mega billionaires are exempt. But the millionaire, you know, soccer players and people, they're like, I'm leaving. People are leaving England because of the taxes. And that's why they want a new world order. So there's nowhere for you to run with your money. You work your whole life, save a couple $1 million. They're going to take it. And by the way, that's in the news today. It's here in my stack. I'll cover it after we take some calls. Where mainline news, they're announcing under Obamacare, they're going to tax all of the 401ks, all the pensions, and it's just getting started. But it's only 3.8% a year, bigger than any gains you're going to get nowadays. On top of inflation. All right, I said I'd get into it. We're going to do it right now and then go to your calls, 800-259-9231. And we're going to be going to your calls after this break. I just can't ever seem to get to this report. But let me just start reading it now. 10 reasons why it's not the end of the world as we know it. Media indulges in debunked hysteria while ignoring real crises, despite the fact that there are innumerable genuine crises and real economic problems all over the world for which people should be making serious preparations. Manufactured hysteria surrounding supposed Mayan prophecies about the end of the world on December 21st has dominated the headlines and stoked panic amongst significant numbers of people, and now it's reaching fever pitch. Here are 10 reasons that suggest December 21st will not herald the end of the world as we know it. Number one, doomsday adherents cannot seem to agree on precisely what catastrophe will befall the Earth on December 21st. Will it be the emergence of Planet X or a combination of crippling global superstorms and extreme weather events? I always go into Ted Knight voice whenever I read stuff like this. Unlike Y2K, which at least was a single, quantifiable threat, the Mayan prophecy comes with no specific warnings attached, leaving it open to wild and inaccurate speculation. Number two. So this is 2012, as read by Ted Knight. Number two, astronomers and NASA scientist David Morrison put out a YouTube video containing deleted and detailed rebuttals of five separate apocalyptic scenarios on its website, including a meteor strike, a solar flare, and the so-called pole shift, whereby Earth's magnetic rotation poles would reverse. And if you don't believe NASA, there are millions of amateur astronomers
who are constantly stargazing and would notice any celestial Earth threat. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local statehouse, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institution, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription, give it as a gift subscription, or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
Time and time again.
Do you need to come here and help us? We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Jonathan Greenhut, CEO of Stainout Schwab's Teeth Whitening System. With the holidays coming up, yellow stained teeth causes stress for thousands of people just like you. I know it can get frustrating spending $40, $50, or $60 to whiten your teeth, only to find them getting yellow again after 4 weeks. The problem is, bleaching your teeth only changes the stains from yellow to clear, but it doesn't actually clean the stains off of your teeth, causing them to turn back to that yellow, ugly color again. I'd like you to try Stainout Swabs. Stainout Swabs removes the stains off of your teeth, so they stay whiter longer. And the best part is Stainout Swabs works in 5 minutes. Just swab your teeth and they're whiter. Stainout Swabs works on natural teeth, caps, crowns, and veneers. Call for your risk-free supply. 1-800-995-6193. That's 1-800-995-6193. Try Stainout Swabs risk-free. 1-800-995-6193. That's 1-800-995-6193.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, let me plug some stuff, then get back into the 10 reasons why it's not the end of the world, and I'll stop doing the Super Friends Ted Knight voice here in a moment.
Can Superman defeat the planet Nibiru? Launched at the planet Earth by the wicked dark side. All this and more today, kids, at 3.
So that is coming up, and then right to your calls, and then Dr. Blaylock joining us. The toll-free number to join us, even though the phones are loaded, you can call in and hear somebody hang up, is 800-259-9231. Finishing up here, we talked to the warehouse. I talked to the warehouse. And we have enough ProPures to get them shipped out to you by Christmas if your order is in today. And I will continue to have the 15% off through Friday, and then it's gone for the year. It'll be gone for several months at least. Our most popular water filtration promotion ever, the stainless steel with stainless steel spigot, has the fluoride filters, everything. It's what I use, what my family uses. ProPure, we're the biggest seller of it, lowest price anywhere, regularly, now 15% off the already lowest price at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase of the ProPure at InfoWarsStore.com makes our operation possible. So you get a great quality product and you support the transmission. Remember, when you buy books, videos, t-shirts, all the materials, it helps wake others up and it helps fund our operations. Not only are the best books, the best videos, the best research I see out there, we end up carrying the best healthcare products, you name it. We do the research. It's there for you. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsHealth.com. InfoWarsTeam.com. And we can still, through about Friday, and for some people even longer, we brought back the Alex Jones Everything Special, all of my films. What is that? More than 20 films. Including the new strategic relocation for $99.95. That is the lowest price ever, normally $379. We only run that around Christmas, and I haven't even plugged that yet. We just put it back up last week. You can get strategic relocation and all of my other films for $99.95 on DVD to have them in the higher quality and be able to have a hard copy of The Globalist Can't Erase off the web, and it supports our broadcast, but at that price, not much. It's about getting the word out. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. But get your ProPure filter order in today. You can still get 15% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can also call and get that, and then it's a little iffy, but we're pretty sure anybody in the U.S. will get it well before Christmas. It's just that soon we're going to sell out of them, and the factory's going to have to make more. I mean, it's getting close to that. There's been such a run on these, but you can get the ProPure water filters right now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 and get 15% off with the promo code WATER15. You can also give InfoWarsNews.com. One membership for $5.95 a month is 10 memberships with the same username, passcode. 10 people can log in. So that's 59 cents per person a month. We've never done something like that because I want to just get the word out. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWarsNews.com. Takes about a minute to sign up. Create a new username, passcode, and give it in e-cards to friends and family or physically and say, here's your documentary film, alternative news, website subscription, PrisonPlanet.tv or InfoWarsNews.com. And it's all up there. All the new films and stuff are in HD. See the daily radio show and the nightly news show, PrisonPlanet.tv. Didn't plug in the last hour, so kind of doubled down in this hour. Going over this, 10 reasons why it's not the end of the world as we know it. Top astronomers are on record saying there is no Nibiru, there is no Planet X coming. It would be giant in the night sky. The Mayans didn't even say that. We've got links to that. It's totally made up, but they don't care. They say it's a pole shift, or the sun's going to blow up, or a solar flare. Not that a solar flare couldn't hurt communications or even fry the Earth. It's just that we don't know when that's going to happen, or if ever. Sure, giant asteroids have hit before, and you know, cause a new ice age and darken the sky for 1,000 years, on and on and on. But they don't know when that's going to happen. Number two, astronomers and NASA scientist David Morrison put out a YouTube video detailing rebuttals of 5 separate apocalyptic scenarios on its website, including meteor strike, a solar flare, and the so-called pole shift, whereby the Earth magnetic rotation poles were reversed. And if you would believe NASA, there are millions of amateur astronomers who are constantly stargazing and would notice any celestial threat to the Earth many weeks or months in advance. Number three, the establishment media and entertainment industry in the West has exploited the 2012 hysteria for their own commercial and tabloid-driven ends. Rest assured, you know it's fraudulent when the system itself is pushing it. Real threats to people's livelihoods, like the derailing and the valuing of the dollar, food shortages, and threats to private retirement funds, including 401ks and IRAs, are all too real, but not sexy enough to be turned into blockbuster Hollywood movies or primetime documentary specials. Real threats to our environment, like genetically modified food, chemtrails, or unstable nuclear reactors, are sidelined in favor of obsessing over inane fantasies about Armageddon or saying carbon dioxide plants breathe as evil, pay Al Gore money immediately. Number four, the Mayans themselves were not too smart as a culture in comparison to others, so, you know, they didn't invent the wheel and sacrifice their children. So why should we pay much attention to what they said anyways? The Mayans were incapable of inventing the wheel, and see, I wrote a lot of this, so I'm repeating myself. I'm saying it before I read it. The wheel, and thought that life was a dream of the gods, which is why they routinely made human sacrifices to stave off the fear that the gods would awaken and the world would end, because gods drink blood while they're sleeping, obviously. Yes, so they're vampire gods. Why should we indulge in the same deluded fears of such primitive culture, which they actually didn't even say that. So if you do think we should be paying attention to the Mayans, then they also includes Armageddon is some way off. During a recent speech, the National Council of Elders of Mayans, Zakan Grafuna, if I'm pronouncing that right, pointed out that the end of the Mayan calendar has nothing to do with the end of the world, noting that it merely represents the end of one cycle leading to the beginning of a new one. It is the time when the largest grand cycle in the Mayan calendar, 1,872,000 days, or 5,125,000, or 5,000, I don't know, years, overturns and a new cycle begins. The reason I can't newsread is I get in a hurry because I want to go to your calls, and then I just start butchering it, and then it all slows down. Let me just take my time and read this. It is the time when the largest grand cycle in the Mayan calendar, or 1,872,000 days, or 5,125.37 years, overturns and a new cycle begins, notes Anthony Aveni, a Mayan expert and astroastronomer at Colgate University in Hamilton, New York. Number six, the Mayan prophecies contain absolutely zero evidence that anything catastrophic will actually happen on December 21st. The very few ancient texts that refer to December 2012 threat is a calendar milestone, but do not contain prophecies of doom, says John Henderson, a professor of anthropology at Cornell University. And by the way, they all agree. It clearly says that. The Mayan leaders once exploited manufactured hysteria about the end of the world to make their inferiors follow orders, including give us your children for sacrifice. Possessing advanced knowledge of when solar eclipses would occur, the elders would claim that the snake was about to eat the sun and that only by obeying commands would the elders permit the sun to return. Watching a subsequent solar eclipse, the peasants believed the scam, thinking that the elders had divine powers to make the sun disappear, ensuring total obedience. Kind of like Al Gore and Bloomberg say you must pay them trillions in taxes because the hurricane was caused by global warming. Okay, continuing. Most of the individuals whipping up frenzy are doing so by personal profit. In China, scam artists have been convincing pensioners to hand over savings in the last act of charity, reports the Telegraph. Others have been selling end-of-the-world survival kits, a delicious contradiction in terms, cashing in on the hysteria. Some people have used the supposed end of the world 2012 as an excuse to make apologies for the very real tyranny that we see unfolding on a daily basis in a myriad of different ways. Armageddon hysteria has been hijacked as a useful psychological justification for laziness and procrastination when it comes to educating others or making personal preparations for genuine crises because the world is going to end anyways. And I would add that it's very, very simple what we're dealing with. Here is that the people say the government's digging bunkers and things and setting up checkpoints and stockpiling ammo because of this. No, governments have done that before. They're doing it because they're foreign bank run and they're about to drop the hammer on us. Number 10, many Christians have earmarked December 21st, 2012 as the date of Armageddon or the second coming of Christ. However, this ignores the Bible itself, which quite clearly states that the end of the world will not be foreseen by man. No one knows the day or the hour when these things will happen. Not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son himself. Only the Father knows, states Mark 13:32. And the rest of the article is up there at Infowars.com. I'm going to have them repost this on the front page right now. We ask the webmasters, please, thank you, to repost 10 reasons why it's not the end of the world as we know it. And I will send this out as a tweet on Real Alex Jones at Twitter. So be sure and follow us there. Okay, that's enough. Let's go to your phone calls. I'm going to try to shut up. Just make your point, and I'll make a short point. We'll go to the next person so everybody can get involved on air. Mike in Illinois, listening on WLUV 1520 AM. You are on the air, Mike.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
Well, I'm a union employee in Northern Illinois. We're basically screwed up here. I mean, the thing is the unions are fighting themselves. I was an operating engineer in the IBEW, but then the local 150 operating engineers started striking, and they took my job. So, I mean.
But listen, I mean, you know the big unions are all run by the globalists. We just showed the documents last hour. This is all a staged event I mean, did you hear my take on that last hour?
Yep, I've been listening every day.
What'd you think?
It's exactly to the T of what's happening. It must, and nothing else makes sense.
And they're going to bust all the unions that are left, but Obama's going to play the part of the savior. Do you understand that? And then the unions will be purely turned into anti-American organizations, and it's all manipulated by the mega-rich robber barons who already shipped your jobs to China.
You know, I have a friend who works at the UAW, and I was talking to him, and he has this propaganda that they were handing out there at the Chrysler plant, and it was saying that if you vote for Romney, he's going to send your job to China, just like he did to other American companies like Hyundai.
And of course, he'll do that, and so will Obama, because they're bought and paid for by the same people. See, it's all the illusion of choice, and people are saying, well, what, are you pro-union? I was pro-union what they did 100 years ago, but we have the Bilderberg documents. It's on record. They've been taken over since the 60s. I mean, what do you think when you see unions support NAFTA and GATT and stuff?
I think the unions BS all around. They're not
exactly.
They don't do anything. They do nothing like they say they're going to do.
Don't worry. They're going to get an Obama phone. God bless you, sir. Appreciate your call. Please spread the word up there on 1520 and all our Illinois affiliates, our Chicago affiliate, just giant audience. Very exciting. Let's talk to Stephanie. Foreclosed homes, and we'll talk to Brian. Hassle for paying with cash. That's happening to me when you pay with a 20 now. I mean, they're like, what is this? That's all corporate ordered. Stephanie in Virginia, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex, and God bless you and the work that you do.
Well, thanks for putting up with me, ma'am.
No, there's nothing to put up with, and Ron Paul, too. The question I have for you is national mortgage settlement. What is your viewpoint on that?
Say that again?
There's a national mortgage settlement program now for folks that were illegally foreclosed on between January 08 and December 11.
Sure. We've had a lot of mortgage experts in breaking down the different programs. There's quite a few. A lot of times, if they've robbed your home wrongly, then they give you a pittance, but it's just more bailout money. Or if you're behind because they foreclose on you wrong, they have you sign papers that waive your rights just so they can foreclose on you again in a few months. So there's a lot of different programs. What do you think of the program? I don't know which one you're talking about.
Sure. I'm not sure how to advise folks on if they should participate or not, to be honest with you. And the program that I'm speaking of is the one where they claim that the top five banks did illegal foreclosures during that period, and you are getting a check, a settlement. It's a settlement.
You know, what's happening is they've gone to all the attorney generals. They're getting state laws passed saying that MERS and these other registries that lie and say they own your house, even when your house is paid for, and they come and take them. They're just waving magic wands and letting them off. And to set the precedent now, they're doing a thing where I saw that in the news a few months ago where they do give you a pittance payment to kind of set the precedent that they can take houses that they don't own and then the government pays you off. You know, I don't want to give you advice on that. That is so complex. I would need to get the author of Clouded Titles on, Mr. Krieger. I would need to get him back on and ask him that question or some of our other experts because I have studied it. But I conflate some of the different programs, and I don't want to give you bad advice.
These are for folks that have already lost their homes, just so you're clear on that.
Yeah, these are people that had their homes wrongfully taken. The banks lied and said they owned the deed when they didn't, and you're being offered a settlement. I mean, how big is the settlement versus how much the house was worth?
Oh, God, nothing. It's like $850 minimum, maybe a couple grand. It's nothing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I personally wouldn't do that. Look, the thing is, if you sue them, you've got standing even if the courts are corrupt, and they have to go through the procedures, and it costs them tens of thousands. So, I mean, I personally wouldn't settle for that. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Trying to move quicker here. That's just terrible. Let's go ahead and talk to Brian in Connecticut. Hassled for paying cash. He's listening on Infowars.com audio streams. Go ahead, Brian.
Hello, Alex. I'm a big fan. I've been listening to you for 2 years, and you've woken myself up and my family, and I really appreciate all the work that you've done. Now, let me preface saying that I've been to grocery stores and used a $50 bill and been to little stores, and they typically take out a little magic marker to verify that it's a real bill. yesterday, I went to a liquor store here in town to purchase a 12-pack of beer, and the woman, I gave the woman a $50 bill, and she looked at me and says, "We got to move over to this register. You're paying with a $50 bill so the cameras can photograph you." I, Alex, I was shocked.
No. Sir, the new status thing is to be police state. And so these people really get off on it when you get a hotel, a rent car, buy lawn equipment. Everyone's spying on you. When the cable guy's in your house, you look over, he'll have a satisfied look. He's secret agent man. We ought to come back from break with secret agent man. And they're on power. This is how authoritarianism works. Yeah, sir, this has happened to me. They're now arresting people for paying with 50s when they're legal and lawful. So how did this end?
I muttered, so we really are in Nazi Germany, and she looked at me, and my God, that set something off, and that's when she told me to move over to this register, and that we need your photograph because you're paying with a 50.
Yeah, what I would have done is I would have said, give me my money back, and then I would have called the police, because they only care about who calls them. So this woman's not giving me my 50 back. I mean, you know, I want to hear how the story ended. Oh, I know, man, they're like, woo! Look, the word's gone out through Know Your Customer, the banks, the cash is bad. They banned cash in Louisiana, sir. They banned it.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey there, Frank Bates here. Have you heard about the weird device that could wipe out 280 million Americans? This is really scary stuff. Defense experts warn that this odd device poses the gravest threat we've ever known. In fact, just a few weeks ago, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich wrote an op-ed piece for the Washington Post warning about this deadly threat. I can't believe that more people aren't talking about this. It may be because the liberals and the government are trying to cover it up. That's why my friend just created a free video at WeirdDevice.com that exposes this threat and blows the doors off the conspiracy. Go watch the shocking video at WeirdDevice.com right now to discover exactly what it is, plus discover the number one way you and your family can survive this deadly attack. I'm not sure how long this video will be online, so go to WeirdDevice.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's WeirdDevice.com.
A man who leads a life of danger to everyone he meets, he stays a stranger.
Yeah, when you're renting a car, buying a bottle of beer,
move it makes,
you're getting gas,
another chance.
When your kid skins their knee,
odds are he won't live to see.
When they're in your house, they're looking what's in your medicine cabinet. When the plumber's working on your toilet. When you're on the bus, they're watching and listening to you. Austin's got over 1,000 microphones placed now. Where I live. Secret agent.
Beware of pretty faces that you find.
But they're never worried about the mega banks laundering hundreds of billions of drug money a year. They're never worried about the government kidnapping little kids or doing medical experiments. They're never concerned about big banks controlling government going after their pension funds now, as they've already done in Europe and are starting here. No. The secret agents are all there to watch you. Oh, no. Government. You don't investigate government. It's above the law under national security. Can do whatever it wants. It's secret agent man's got to watch you. And I've actually paid for it's happened a lot. It's been the last year. It's gotten really bad. You'll be in a store. You're buying like $25 worth of stuff. You pull a 50 out. And they'll go, what is this? What? And they'll put the thing and they'll say, is this real? And I'm like, it's got a strip in it. But I go, no, but it's actually Federal Reserve note that took over the country. None of it's really real. And they'll say, oh, well, I'm not going to take it then. I go, look, sir, it's a joke. The government issued that, but it's really a Federal Reserve note. See, they arrest people who use $2 bills now. They arrest people at Walmart who use hundreds legally because they're all secret agent men. I've had a carpet cleaner at my house back before I had kids. I had a shotgun on the wall in a gun rack. He went out, called the police. They were able to stop it at the carpet cleaner place. Or they were able to stop him from doing it. This is America, folks. They think everything's illegal. And a lot of people love it now. And they really get off on the secret agent behavior. But the crack dealers literally down the street from me, a mile from me, are crack dealers on the street corners. The cops drive right by. Oh, because there's no secret agent there. That's a real criminal. They're secret agents when they walk up and my son's got a birthmark and they say, did your daddy hit you? I'm like, hey, I'm right here. Are you from California? Okay, I'm not kidding. They're like, yeah, none of your business. Anyways, getting back to what I was saying, sir, go ahead and finish your point. Brian in Connecticut, how did this end? I want to hear the rest of the story.
Well, you know what was strange, Alex, is that she didn't, when she took the 50 from me, she did not verify it with that little marker or whatever they do to make sure it's a real bill. She asked me to move over to the other register where the camera could get my picture. And when I went home and told my wife was livid. She wanted to go down. I had to restrain her from going down there and wanting to know who gave them.
Listen, I would have said, listen, Mabel, hand that 50 over right now. Because I've had them freak out on a 50, and I just go, you know what? I don't need this stuff. I just leave they were trying to make me register a one-man kayak, and they all knew who I was at the academy. They're all, hey, Alex Jones, how you doing? And they go, all right, we got to register this state police policy. And I said, I don't want to register it. What if it gets stolen? I just said, I'm not going to register it. You've got the serial number. If you want to go off and do it, that's fine. I'm not filling out where I live and what I do. They got a kayak. And they said, we're not going to sell it to you. And I said, great, I'm leaving. Push the cart. You know, nicely right there. So the next person could get through. I turned it, said, see you later. And the manager ran over and said, no, Alex, it's okay. He can go. But they were watching me. They were watching me close. Wow, interesting story. Anything else you'd like to add? He's gone. We'll take a few more calls, and Dr. Blaylock's coming up. We're going to talk to Brian. We were just talking to Brian. We're going to talk to Scanner and Josh and others. Well, whoever's been holding the longest, we'll go to Gina first. And then Sam, stay with us. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.